Thanks for joining me on episode 1045 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Ellen Goodwin. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to get the real work done is key. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
The truth is investments, insurance, taking care of these things aren't there just for us to grow rich and powerful and hoard all of this power, but they're there so that we can bless and take care of all of the people around us as well.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about investing in others through stewarding your treasures, I talk with you about why not caring about money doesn't make you holy. I share why caring and loving money aren't the same thing. And I also share some reasons you may not care about money and why you actually should.
As we talk about stewarding your treasures, wouldn't it be great if you could support this podcast and do it without costing yourself an extra dime? Turns out you can. All you have to do is use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon when you're ready to make a purchase via Amazon, and a small commission will come back to support the show. If you enjoy the show when you're ready to buy from Amazon, just use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon.
I've seen a lot of conversation at times around money, especially in religious and spiritual circles, about how not caring about money makes you more spiritual or more holy or somehow a better person. That by deliberately ignoring budgets, spreadsheets, stocks, bonds, and investing and saving and all of these things, by not worrying about where my next paycheck comes from or where my money is going, then we're somehow a better person. The interesting thing is about that is that oftentimes it's really not true. In terms of there's no real connection between whether or not you care about money and whether or not you're spiritual or holy or somehow better person. Now, people will quote that the money is the root of all evil. They quote that as if it's a biblical truism, but it actually says the love of money is the root of evil. And the truth is, loving money and caring about money are not the same thing. Caring is not putting your security in your money. It's not saying that my money is the thing that protects me, that keeps me holy. My money is the most important relationship in my life, and it's my money. Instead, caring about money in this case is owning the fact that you have responsibility for what has been given to you, what you're blessed with, but you're actually not the owner. Stewardship is the way that we avoid loving money while we still pay attention to it and care about it. Because the truth is that often you hear people with this superiority complex of, I don't care about money, and they're self-sabotaging themselves. They're having trouble with doing and caring and being able to spend time helping others and doing all of the other things that we're supposed to do to serve others because they've never paid attention to their own money. I've seen people who are struggling to get by, and that struggle takes energy and attention away from their ability to do the things that they're really called to do. I've seen people that can't go on a mission trip that they really want to go on because of money. I've seen people that aren't able to be generous in the way that they want to be because they don't pay attention to their money. The truth is, oftentimes this comes actually, believe it or not, out of privilege. because they're set up in a way where they're okay and they have a safety net of relationships and friends and family or a high income, they can actually take on this lackadaisical attitude. But the truth is, you're not really that invincible. The truth is that things can happen. A friend of mine right now is in the hospital. He just woke up from a medically induced coma because they had to do emergency surgery to remove a mass from his lungs, and they've now found a mass potentially in his brain as well. He's dealing with this, and his family is dealing with this, and if he hadn't done things to take care of himself and his family, this would be devastating no matter how this turns out, whether he's okay or whether he's not. But he's actually smart with money and has set things up in a good way where his wife, his children, and his family will be taken care of no matter what happens. The truth is, if he hadn't paid attention to it and hadn't cared about it, that wouldn't necessarily be true. It's not about focusing on money as security. It's about focusing on money as part of our relationship with each other. The truth is, investments, insurance, taking care of these things aren't there just for us to grow rich and powerful and hoard all of this power, but they're there so that we can bless and take care of all of the people around us as well. That is really the freedom that comes from learning the difference between loving money and caring about money. And caring about money is something that you should do, not just for yourself, but for all of those who you care about and who depend upon you now and in the future. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of treasures, you can sign up for our treasures tips by going to inspiredstewardship.com/treasures or text in the U.S. 44222 treasures tips. And we'll send you 5 weeks of our best tips on stewarding your treasures. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.